project is that it will be something that would enable constructionist learning or learning by making things. So we want to provide tools for children to learn not only about music but also about the sound universe around and beyond them. We want the laptop to become an instrument that can be played, used for messing with sound on its own or in a group setting as an orchestra of laptops, interconnected by wireless networking. Since the idea of the project is to blanket cover areas with laptops so that every child has one, classes can become music groups where the music performance experience is shared. The interface to the system will be a crucial part. The important thing is to keep everything intuitive, but also open the door for further explorations. So it's likely that most users will not go to the level of C-Sound Orchestra, but some might. For this, some doors will be left open. In designing the graphic interface for different tools, it will be important to keep in mind that the target public will be of tremendous cultural and ethnic diversity. So it's important to provide culturally neutral interfaces, something that might prove quite hard. The networking part will also be an important component. The C-Sound server will need to be transparent, allowing for interconnection of machines at the control and audio levels. While the control side is mostly already present, in fact, I'll give some examples in my other talk, scripting C-Sound. Sending audio signals will need some extra code and fine-tuning to the laptop hardware. This is actually a very exciting idea, which might move upwards from the OLPC project into other high-end Linux music performance systems. The OLPC is a very exciting initiative that places Linux and free software at the forefront of the spread of technology. This has in fact created interesting backlash reactions from the non-free software world. Bill Gates described the $100 laptop as a gadget, but later seemed to announce similar plans of his own. The Intel company has announced in Brazil their model for a $400 laptop with similar specification to OLPC. It might appear strange that Intel has chosen, of all places, to announce it in Brazil, but not when we learned that that country is one of the most interested partners in the OLPC project. If the project comes to full fruition, we might have a half a billion or more machines in the world running Linux, something that the non-free software industry might find difficult to swallow. The point I made about users needing an intuitive interface to play with is a perennial issue of music software design. With free software, it is often said that developers do not do a good job in facilitating the use of their programs. While this might be true in many cases, it raises the question of whether computer music software should actually be easy to use. At this point, it would be interesting to insert a much quoted anecdote by Richard Moore, who's the creator of Scene Music. It goes like this. Computer music as a field has been likened to a building with a sign on it saying, "Best it's in town." Many people go into this building expecting to find an elegant restaurant with a parchment menu, formidable wine list, and pleasant, efficient, even charming service. What they find instead, to their surprise, it's a shiny, enormous, extremely modern kitchen with abundant supplies of every kind of foodstuff in voluminous, refrigerated storage. Indeed, the best eats in town are available here, but only to those willing to learn to cook. The trend in computer music today, in all fields, from composition to performance, seems to provide easy-to-use interfaces, be it in hardware, controllers, etc., or in software. When this is placed against the backgrounds of Western music tradition and Western science and technology, where learning something, such as instrument or a discipline, is a slow and arduous task, we seem to find a contradictory situation. A violin did not seem to undergo its development in order to make it easier to play. In fact, most likely the opposite occurred. Yet somehow, when faced with a computer music software, we want immediate results, even without knowing anything about what we're doing. We do not seem to care about learning a craft. We want controllers that do not require us to learn and practice them, instruments that can be played without any effort. We require this, and we have got most of it. Easy to use graphic sequences and synthesizers with preset beat patterns and crystal clear sound. We have it to the point on which it's sometimes impossible to make anything that does not sound good. But of course, what we have got is an amorphous mass of sameness. When we finally realize that microwave dinners are not what we want, cooking is what is required, and a good, well-stocked kitchen. Free software is the kitchen. Some of it comes with great recipes too, which might be learned. And it's a way ahead of proprietary software in this area, mainly because it does not really need pre-cooked wares to be able to stand out in an overcrowded marketplace. So most of the effort is placed at the right task for this, which is furnishing the kitchen. This simple realization is enough to persuade anyone who's serious about their craft, computer music, to look at what the free software community has to offer. The learning curve might be steeper, but it pays off in the long run. The journey is as important as reaching the destination. As we saw, free software is an open door, regardless of it being or not being on top of a free operating system, or even cohabiting with other non-free programs. In fact, it opens doors for further experience with free software. Many users and developers, myself included, moved on to experiment with and use free operating systems as an extension of other encounters and experiences with free software in proprietary environments. We hope that future generations will have a closer and more immediate contact with free software, and perhaps the OLPC project might have a part to play with this. Development for Linux is important, but beyond it, there is a whole world of software. So it would be worthwhile extending this to say, developing free software for as many platforms as you can is even more important. More free software means more open doors available for anyone wanting to get out, leading eventually to bigger worlds beyond free software, free music, free art, free learning, free ideas. Thank you very much. Says we have a few minutes for questions. Yeah,
So, questions from the audience. As usual, if you ask anything, please first state your name and country you're from, and then go ahead. Volunteers? Okay, then thank you, Victor. Then we'll be going on at, we started late, so we continue late. We continue at 12:15 with Franz Adriansen on the Aliki software project. See you then.
Mm-hmm.